pie anyway.
Overhead cams, 36 inch Mickey Thompson bullet hole ram, slinging mud off in the south. I'm a Carolina champ. Just to say that I'm southern and the state's who I am. I'm a country boy raised by my mom's mom and dad. I was cornbread fed, backwoods raised. Came up out that muddy water slinging red clay. Ay, ay, baby, bay, you must party what they say. Drinking Nouveau and Rose, now you know that's so gay. Ay, Mary still on that shine, still blowing on that pine, still a pimp in my own mind. There's no answer that defines or suggestion that describes how I passionately rhyme. It's a blessing in disguise. Yeah, cause everything that I is, man, is everything that you is, man. From the tall pines, hard grinds, no lies, so high. I chuck a deuce when I roll by. Just a southern boy, Carolina raised. Just a southern boy, Carolina raised. Put it by pound, the gallon, or the gram. Anything you want, put the money in my hand, little buddy, yeah. Just a southern boy, Carolina raised. Just a southern boy, Carolina raised. I'm in a single cab F-150 that burns oil, and I push that motherfucker around the city like a Rolls. Elbow out the window, coming through bending curves. Might slow it down just to holler at these birds, but first, I'ma toast to the sun, cause as long as it shines, I'ma always be the one. Keep it real, no fronts, real deal, no stunts. You know the deal in the field, go for it, no punts. Homie, you can play the back, I'ma be up in the front. And they told me bring it back, give these people what they want. Here it is, southern spit, a true lyricist. When I submit this shit, now who killed it, bitch? Come on over from the Mason-Dixon line, where we sipping berry wine and we blowing berry pine, and the women very fine. Sun always shine, drop the top on the ride, bumping sweet Caroline. From the tall pines, hard grinds, no lies, so high. I chuck a deuce when I roll by. Just a southern boy, Carolina raised. Just a southern boy, Carolina raised. Pound, the gallon, or the gram. Anything you want, put the money in my hand, little buddy, yeah. Just a southern boy, Carolina raised. Just a southern boy, Carolina raised. Six Tray Chevelle blowing good, high as hell. She don't like the smell, so I tell the chick Belle, stop by the country store for a second, chop a duck with them old timers. Plus I had to grab a single Dutch, bust a duck, dump the guts, roll it up, fired up. Then I hit the road running loud pipes on the truck. The whole county hear me coming, UGK hear play. You can hear that bass bumping, yeah, I got them woofers thumping. Stop by my girl Pumpkins, beat up the muffins, then shouted cook some. Now I'm talking about chicken wings, tuna greens, and some mashed potato salad. I'm a southern cooking fiend, hit the shower, get clean, fresh to death on the scene. Since I don't do the clubs, I'm a parking lot king. Like, hey, shout it what your name is, and don't forget about them other lanes you came from. The tall pines, hard grinds, no lies, so high. I chuck a deuce when I roll by. Just a southern boy, Carolina raised. Just a southern boy, Carolina raised. Pound, the gallon, or the gram. Anything you want, put the money in my hand, little buddy, yeah. Just a southern boy, Carolina raised. Just a southern boy, Carolina raised. Tall pines, hard grinds, no lies, so high. I chuck a deuce when I roll by. Just a southern boy, Carolina raised. Just a southern boy, Carolina raised. Pound, the gallon, or the gram. Anything you want, put the money in my hand, little buddy, yeah. Just a southern boy, Carolina raised. Just a southern boy, Carolina raised.
Listen to the one and only Amazing Potsy on The Block Report, brought to you by Block Sonic.
This is The Block Report at BlockSonic.com for June 2019. I'm your host, Potsy, of the internet's Cheese and Potsy, who also released music with Block Sonic. We started off this month's show with the track Carolina Raised from a new addition to the Block Sonic roster, A-Moss. This is his first in a trio of 45s that will precede his EP release, Gravel King. Welcome to the fam, A-Moss. Now we're going to check out some more goodness from some recent releases, the Heat of the Month Top 5, and then an interview with Cincinnati producer and MC, Mos MV. We'll get into the details of his recent EP, Mantra, and his future performance plans. Now on to some more recent releases. Up next is the track Stargazer from Cutside's April 16th Max Block Format release, In Orbit EP. After that, we'll check out another Cheese remix of Donny Ozone's Rap Style from the March 15th Max Block release. This is the Totoro mix for all of your Hayao Miyazaki fans. We'll round out the recent releases with the track The Cave by Dust Motes from the latest edition of the NetBlock series, NetBlock Volume 52, back to your regularly scheduled program. Dust Motes has remixed a plethora of Blocks on her artists, including Cheese and Potsy's joint, The Rapswell. For even more info on this month's new releases, you can always check out the detailed liner notes included with every Block Sonic release. And now, the music, starting with Cutside's Stargazer.
Simple homespun, it grows like a weed in a field full of sun. I like to free write, so my notebooks weigh a ton. I work into the night, but the job is never done. Like working for others instead of myself. For the 401k and insurance for my health. I want to retire, leave the rat race behind. Cause all I really wanna do is bust another rhyme in my rap style. Bust another rhyme in my rap style. Another rhyme in my rap style. What's another rhyme in my rap style?
Well, see, I work myself to death, so I sit to meditate and take another deep breath, a 20-minute rest. Now who do I thank upstairs in my prayers? Cause it went from a trailer park to Prince of Bel-Air. I meant Prince of Bay Ridge, cause that's where I live. If you wanna find me, find the bearers on no bridge. You can see it from a skyscraper, clip from Manhattan, man. I walk right underneath it all the weekend when I'm rapping in my rap style. I'm always rap styling, that's why I'm smiling. Blowing off steam on this pressure cooker island. Pick up the bacon, let the ink flow out. Then I start to recite, it's been what I'm all about ever since a teenager, and probably always will until I'm lying in a hospital, deathbed ill. First I pop a pill and then I write my will, and pop one last really with my wheelchair wheels, and bust my rap style.
I like mine, you can't find it, find it.
Bust another rhyme in my rap style. Another rhyme in my rap style.
I like mine, you can't find it, find it.
What's another rhyme in my rap style?
I like mine, you can't find it, find it.
Hey yo, this is the Silent Partner, and you're listening to the Block Report.
Now it's time for the Block Report's Heat of the Month Top 5. This month's Top 5 was compiled on May 26th and features the top 5 most listened to releases over a 30-day period. Daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, and all-time charts are also available through the Block Report link under the Releases tab at blocksonnet.com. This month's Top 5 features only goodness from the crates, so consider this a crate dig segment as well. Coming in at number 5 is the track Do You Know? From Some Guy's February 28, 2012 Max Block release, Daddy McFree EP. Yeah, I had to look at the pronunciation of Some Guy too. At number 4 is the track Dance with the Godfather from the Silent Partners March 21st, 2012 45 format release, Dance with the Godfather, The Godfather Complex Part 1. There is a Part 2, which I also recommend. And at number 3 is Wait a Minute, It's Me. Somebody out there must really like my homemade raps ovulation. So let's check out the track Suggestion Rocks. 3, 2, 1, throw. We'll be right back.
struggle in my bubble and rock tracks. Into rubber boots in the summer, then shorts for winter. Collect my splinters, frang and shredder. Any chronic bad weather, I'ma get it from the ghost, so you're gonna get got. I narrate my raps, the next day pop. See how to tune the fish sandwich for lunch. I haven't cursed yet, so go and get fucked. Don't tell me what you think of this. Don't tell me what is wrong with it. I'm just doing what I think's the shit, and I'm doing it for the fuck of it. It's 2 minutes of your life you missed, where you probably would have been tugging it. I'd rather crack, bruise, and get snaked and pissed. This is the best hook and you're loving it. Another rapper off of that keeps you wanting to eat crack, wearing polyester slacks in a purple Cadillac. This cat in a hat is burning through bags of leather at the rate astronomical. This diabolical scheme is team's dream. They could get it together, but they're bringing in spandex and I'm tougher than leather. And whether they ever get shit reassembled, I'm flipping the tempo, they're doing the tempo. Don't tell me what you think's legit. I won't be having none of it. Step by step, these starter kits must be from Mills, the run of it. Go try the square peg in the round hole and let this engine run a bit. I don't really mean to name a blame, but you're a bitch or the son of it.
I didn't even know what I did wrong.
Oh my God.
And now it's time for the top two. At number two is the track All I Need featuring Elena Sola from Mabafu's March 12th, 2013 Max Block Format release, Little Boy. And at number one is the track Spirit Housing from Mokey McFly's June 15th, 2018 original format release, Salam. Check them out.
Join me on my crusade. Too often it's been delayed. Now it's my time.
it's time for the Block Report interview. This month, we'll be talking to Cincinnati producer and MC, Mos MV. We'll get into the details of his recent EP, Mantra, his previous net label experience, and his future performance plans. Then we'll check out four tracks from his December 7th, 2018 Max Block release, Mantra, which in order are Come Back, None, Pray, and that's EY, not AY, and Away. Let's get to it. All right, this is the Block Report for June, and tonight, this week, this month, we have, and I want to make sure I'm pronouncing it right, Mos MV. Is that correct?
Yeah, you got it wrong.
I got it wrong. Ah, shit, okay.
No, you got it right.
I got it right, okay. Okay, I get my prize in the mail. Cool. Like, I was looking at it, I'm like, it's got to be Mos for sure. And then the MV part, I had to, you know, make sure.
Yeah, I get Mos MV a lot. And I'm always like, no, it's Mos MV.
Well, out here in Japan, there's a burger joint, and it's called Mos Burger.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like Mos Burger. So, that, you know, that's the Japanese pronunciation going on there. All right, I'm going to get into my notes here real quick. First up, let's talk about the EP, the Mantra EP. You've done a couple of 45s for Block Sonic so far. And now we got an EP.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a full album?
I got something in the works right now. I can't talk too much on it because I'm trying to make it more of a surprise. But I got some stuff in the works right now. Stuff that will be familiar with the style that people have heard already and some newer stuff that people haven't heard. So that's all I can say about it right now. But I'll be releasing some stuff here soon that I think people will really enjoy.
All right. So it's kind of top secret still.
Yeah.
Now, I've been digging through the internet here. It says that you were releasing stuff on an indie label called Kinetic Music. I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. For a short period, I honestly don't know if they even exist anymore. But that was probably at least probably like 7 or 8 years ago. And we actually had a falling out. So
Well, that would explain a lot of things then.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was able to get most of the stuff that I released under them back under my name. But yeah, it wasn't a good situation at the time.
All right. So. Okay. All right. So naturally moved over. How did you get hooked up to Block Sonic then? Did Mike find you? Did you approach him?
Yeah, he found me and we talked it out and I thought it would be a good opportunity to start releasing music with him and just been doing it ever since.
All right. Right on. My next question then, since we don't really get that much info on what's coming up, the music that you worked on before, do you play instruments? Is it just programming? How does it work?
A lot of it's programming. Yeah, a lot of it's programming. I can play the piano a little bit. My actual plan for live shows going forward is I want to bring more instruments into the live shows.
Right.
So it's not just me rapping over a track. So I'm trying to get that set up right now. But for the most part, especially with the production, it's a lot of programming right now,
right,
which when it comes to live shows, it'll be a little bit of that. And I'm also going to bring in a keyboard and some other live instruments. So that's the plan going forward. So.
All right. Have you performed live at all? Or are you kind of working up?
Yeah,
to...
yeah.
Okay. How did that go?
It's gone pretty good so far. I want to get out there and start doing more shows. I really haven't had the chance to do as much as I like right now. But every time I've gone out there, I mean, it's been a lot of fun. People seem like they always enjoy themselves. So yeah, it's always a good time.
So you get the response from the people, big
yeah.
crowd, small crowd, like where are you playing?
I've had both. A lot of times though, they're usually smaller venues for the most part. So.
Right. And so far it's just been like a backing track and you on the mic, or do you bring any gear down with
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it's been. It's just been, like you said, the backing track and me on the mic. But going forward, I want to start bringing in some more live instruments, have a little bit more freedom with the shows, just playing the song out.
Right.
The shows that I've been to where they've had live instruments and they're able to do things to where they can make the song longer or, you know, flip the song, whatever they
right,
want to
right.
do with it. It's always seemed like... you're more involved with the music than just having a backtrack and then just rapping over it. So that's what I want to start bringing to the crowd.
Now, does that mean you're going to get more people involved like a band, or it's just going to be you one man banding it through keyboards and whatnot?
It's I'm going to try to start off me just it being me, one man band, and see how that goes. And if I need to bring some other people in, I'm not opposed to that. But starting off, I just want to try it with me. I think that I could do some interesting stuff with that.
Right on. My next question here. Talk to me about the tracks that you picked out. We got Come Back, None, Pray, and Away, which I have played on the show previously. Can you give us a backstory on the four tracks?
Yeah, well, I'll start off with Come Back. That song is more of, I would say, it's on the heavier side of, with when it comes to my hip-hop and electronic feel. I would say it's on the heavier side of the electronic. Maybe even touches a little bit on industrial, especially when it comes into the hook. The overall influence of that was just the idea of no matter what is people that want to push you away or anything that pushes you away, you can't just expect to be coming back every time, running right back. So that was the inspiration behind that song. That's one of my favorites that I've worked on. I really love what I was able to do with the hook. And able to blend the trap and the electronic sound together to really how I feel something very unique, something that I haven't heard before, and that's what I've always tried doing with my music. So I really enjoy that one. Pray, that one is more of the influence of being prey to the world or to people even. That was the main message I'm getting. If you're listening to the verses, you're falling prey. So
if you speak English, you got it. Yeah,
right.
No doubt.
So
sorry, man, I was being distracted by the cat on the shelf behind you, man. You were just talking about prey, and like, your cat looked like ready to pounce. I was like, shit. Should I like videotaping this too? Because I might have like a YouTube moment here. But he didn't go for it. He went for the floor. The other tracks we got are None and Away.
Yeah, None it falls more onto what the mantra of the whole album is about, being that you can't stop me now, and that's more of the flow in the verses, the idea that things that are trying to be an influence to basically stop what I'm doing and how it can't stop. So that's the idea of None. And going back to the production of it, that's another beat that I loved making. It took me a while to figure out a good hook for that one because I kept writing different things. I was like, nah, that sucks. So I went back to the drawing board a lot for that one. So that one took actually probably a good, probably close to a year for me to actually find something I really liked. But I was very satisfied with the final execution of it. So I really liked the way that one came out. Away actually deals with more of mental illness, just trying to get rid of all the negative thoughts, push those away. I mean, that's the overall arch of the story for that one.
Right.
So,
right on. All right. My last question is, anything else you want people to know? You got any live performances coming up? That'll be after, let's see, this will probably come out on the 7th.
Nothing set in stone yet, but I'll definitely be getting out there. If you're in Cincinnati, be looking for me. I'll be going to several different venues, Maccabee being one of them. But I'll definitely be getting setting stuff up like that here soon. Hopefully, we'll be doing my one-man band. Hopefully, people will enjoy that. I am working on new material. I will hopefully have some of that out here soon as well. But yeah, a lot of stuff going on. So hopefully to be getting everything out here real soon.
Sounds good. Staying busy. That's what it's about.
Oh yeah.
And the live shows, man. I mean, that's where it comes together. So I'd like to say thanks to Most MV for coming out and being on the show.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, man. Take care.
You too.
Their voice. that lives on. My fear grows that I've been in the wrong, and I'm about as calm as a fucking bomb. Zero patience chasing De Niro, facing frustration. Cut out the slack, take what I rack. But don't you ever think you can chase me away, and I will just
stop me now. Say, now kill the sound, then look around. Too many of you cannot compute, cannot review, but they dispute. This with Sean, get shit on, get spit on, then get gone. You don't know what you sow, people gon' take what you stole.
It's coming now. It's coming now.
busted up mirror. What's the reflection here? I fucked up and I feared. It's all coming back when I left untacked and it's ready to attack. What you think you made it? No, you're getting downgraded. Everyone overrated, that's why I hate it. Feeling so jaded, I faded out. What was said while screaming in my head? Take this away.
What's up, this is Mos Envy. You're listening to The Block Report with Posse.
Well, that wraps it up for this month. Again, I'd like to thank Mos Envy for getting on the show and The Block's Art Fam bringing us new music this month or any time for that matter. This is Posse signing off for The Block Report for June 2019. Peace.
You've been listening to another Block Sonic Blockcast. Head on over to BlockSonic.com to discover more great music.